Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. I work with a bunch of guides and angels, and this is a call-in show. It's all about you. For those of you who listen to Paradigm Shifters or get the podcast, you know that my last show was with Randy Masters, who is really an amazing sound healer, vibrational healer, resonance specialist. He does sacred geometrics and all kinds of gems and so on. But he talked a lot about going to Egypt and going to sacred places and the resonances that came from those. So I thought that we would just carry on up the jungle tonight and talk about resonating, you and I, resonating consciously, because that's what Radiance by Design is the resonance that becomes that we radiate outside of our body. You know what it's like when you sit by somebody who's very, very sad, and then you sit there and you get sadder and sadder, or you get weighed down. Well, you and I have the ability to sit there and actually perk it up and lift that frequency, lift that resonance. And the way Randy was talking about going to Egypt and going to the pyramids, he reminded me of something we're going to talk about tonight, is that we are, pyramids are resonant chambers, right? That the energies move around them and they pick up speed. He didn't talk about that part, but, and I don't know a ton about the technical parts of it, but my understanding is that when the angles of a building or of a container are created a certain way, that sometimes it even picks up speed. So things will pick up, they might come in from the universes, or the earth, or both, or people, or sounds, or whatever. And they can move very, very swiftly on certain kind of designated pathways and can really touch us. Now, that's true in these places that have been designed, they've been designed for this energy movement, and people at times in history have known exactly how to use it. And you and I are just learning that sort of thing these days. You don't have to go to Egypt to understand that the energy in your household makes a huge difference on who you are and how you relate to the rest of the world. So we're going to do a little bit of an energy meditation. We're going to do a sound meditation. Remember that we have done that before, where we do a sound meditation where we go into each chakra and we resonate it. We make a sound into it so that that chakra, if it's red, for example, will resonate to become brighter and brighter and clearer red. And we're going to go all the way through the seven major chakras and make sounds to do that, because you and I are resonant chambers. We're like the pyramids, you see. And what's happening out there in the universe, we've talked about this a lot before, is that there's a lot of downloads going on. There's a lot of really amazing great universal energies coming down and through. And when you play with this kind of stuff, you can actually run it through your own body, mind, and you can take, for example, remnants of a life in Egypt that you've had, and I've had, we've all had some of it, or we've had imprints from it or something, but we will have reactions, limitations, densities, and so on that have lodged in us as a vibrational being of light. And then when these downloads come in through the universes, guess what? Is you can learn to use them, to direct them, not just be bopped here and bopped there and spun around by them, but you can learn to bring them in, and you can learn to move around the densities that are in your body-mind in order to relieve you from some of the densities that have literally become a part of your identity. It's really interesting, isn't it? We're very, very magical beings, and this whole time where so many, I've been involved in the Oneness Blessings, but there's a whole lot of different groups and organizations talking about the awakening, and it's not just the Oneness Blessings, but awakening to me is learning that instead of being what we think we are and being controlled or conscripted by or, run by, or you might say looked after by rather large systems and organizations, we can find ourselves resonating at a higher and higher level. We can find ourselves choosing to use these resonances for the sake of healing, for the sake of evolution, for the sake of clearing karmic stuff, for the sake of helping one another and our families and our communities. It all starts with this me, me, me. See, it's all about me, isn't it? So we're going to play with this tonight, and also I'm hoping that you're going to phone in. I love it when you call. Let me know how you're doing. Are you able to use the resonances in your healing? If you phone in and you have densities, you have something that's, you know, causing maybe sickness, illness or something, or a pain, or beliefs, a stuck belief, or, you know, things that are just kind of holding you in place and making you feel like you're kind of curtailed. Sometimes with the guides and angels and your higher self and my higher self, we can bop some of that energy along, and you can spiral up through the core of your being, a very changing energy field, and you can see radiant out from you more and more and more possibilities. So call in with your questions, and we'll have some discussions about who you are and what you're doing. So once again, this is Veronica Entwistle, and I want to hear from you tonight. So first, we're going to do our gather. We're going to make sound in meditation. On the other hand, I was just psyching myself up to do our sacred geometric meditation. Let's do the sounds first. Then we'll go into the geometrics, and we'll do some manifesting. How about that? In both cases, they are resonances, and they are built, created, and used, maybe a little differently, but essentially they're both empowering kind of structural things. Are ya ready? Start wobbling your chin and your throat, because we're going to make some sounds. A few deep breaths. Good. Now focus in the base of your spine, and for the sake of our exercise of linking in with the universal downloads, let's call in from way above. Yeah, let's call down some universal downloads, maybe even our guides and angels. Yeah. And then what? Can you feel that? It's a really nice little buzzing going on. And now we're going to focus those buzzing feelings, those presences, into the base of our spine. And the sound we're going to make is that guttural earth sound, because it's the chakra that links us to our base animal instincts, our being an animal on this planet. Make that sound so that your base chakra really resonates. And we'll do one more. Good work. I did that until I had a dark blob in my base chakra, and I did it until I got it to move and mine brightened up. What happened to yours? And you can phone in and tell me. Second chakra is your belly area, and the color is orange. And remember, this houses your karmic stuff, your unconscious, your subconscious, your all the influence, any sexuality you've ever had, teachers, authorities, your parents, especially your mom, because you're born in your mother's belly area, right? You take on her subconscious, and the sound is ooh, and the color is orange. And remember, when you do the orange one, or any of them really, spin it round and round and round and get that spin to scour. You want to shift where it's dark and lumpy, or whatever images come up to show you that there's densities in there. You want to sound into them and break those clouds apart. Ready? Ooh. field. And then move into your solar plexus, which is yellow like the sun. It's bright yellow, and the sound is, oh. And remember, that's your personal power center. We've been talking about base animal instincts. We've been talking about everybody else's influence, but everything left over is you transforming into who you really are. And now we've got the third chakra, which is all about your personal power, your drive into the world. Influences that come into your personal powers. What do I think empowers me? Who do I think empowers me? And all of this can get in the way because your soul journey has an amazing expression. It's got the Dharma that it wants to do. That's your real personal power, isn't it? And what you bring in to enhance that, and you want to color it bright, clear, yellow. Interesting that if you lose someone, say a partnership, somebody dies, very often the person will get a terrible, like a hole in their solar plexus. And if you think about it, people who are in like partnership for a long period of time, one of them dies, that hole sort of represents how your identity, your personal power, has had a lot to do with being intertwined with that person. We used to talk about how you put a yellow shirt on, and you do that kind of thing to fill up that hole, which is letting the real nature come back in. These are all kind of interesting ways of working with chakras. We'll get more into that after. And your chest is your heart center. That's courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, unconditional love. Focus on your sternum area, your whole chest area, and the color is bright, clear green. But remember, if it's love, there's a lot of losses that we get around love, aren't there? Attachments and losses and grief, and the lungs hold karmic grief, don't they? So let's take a few minutes and really blast that with a beautiful green light all the way through your chest area. Now, if your heart speaks to you, just let it talk to you and see if it's got some tensions in it or see if it's fighting you or whatever. And usually it's like, ah, but let's string it out a bit so we can really resonate. Body will talk to you because my legs and my arms both really started to buzz like mad through that. What happened with you? Let me look around. Yeah, everybody's got green, but a lot of you have like a dark patch in the middle too. Remember the grief that sits in the lungs. So let's do one more. And then let's move our attention into the throat. And the color is blue. It's supposed to be an eggshell blue, but I used to get mine would show up as a royal blue. So how does yours show up? Remember, your neck is consciousness of self, and that throat chakra is where you synthesize wisdom. That's your truth. Your truth comes out of a whole synthesizing process that's ringing out the wisdom from all the experiences you have. And it really opens you to your truth. Sometimes it can be a bottleneck, though. And so the sound is, eh. Are you ready? And it's blue. And open your throat like a bowl, not like a tube. So it's not like, ah, it's that way you've got room for all that energy to spiral through and squeeze out the brilliance that you've created in your world. Now move up into your third eye, into your third eye, and there's deep indigo. Yeah, it's deep indigo, which is like a navy purple, and you want to open. A lot of you are having your third eyes open more and more. That's a part of awakening, and it is happening on the planet, isn't it? Whereas the species, we're learning that we're much greater than this little 3D character who's buying into all the media hype and so on, right? Ready? Up into your third eye and behind the brow. And the sound is, and it's deep, deep purple. Top of your head is violet, brings in God, guides, angels, everything other. It's really, we talked about the universal downloads and so on. A lot comes in through that beautiful crown chakra of yours. All the spirit flow and all these frequencies. And the sound is, and it's violet. It's a very radiant, beautiful violet. How many of you work with a violet flame? A lot of you, huh? It's a great thing, even for facelift. So bring down a beautiful, beautiful, a lot of the nice vibrations out there. And in the top of the head, sing as you color it violet. Ready? Another one. Good. And now I want you to reach way out there and call it down. Call that violet fire down from way out in the universe. And shoot it right through your entire body into the core of the earth. Are you ready? Thump. Does that feel good? So that's you being a resonant chamber. And now we're going to do a very quick development of an octahedron, an eight-sided. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. An eight-sided structure with a golden ball on the top and a golden ball at the bottom, okay? And it's like a pyramid pointing up and a pyramid pointing down. There's a golden ball at the top, and from that golden ball at the top, you run a filament of light through your spine into a golden ball at the bottom. And then around inside of your eight-sided structure, the octahedron, create a crystal ball. And you're inside the crystal ball in a three-dimensional Star of David or star tetrahedron. Good. And now spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Okay, now I want you to see in front of you a magical screen. And on that magical screen, we're going to print some of the manifestations that we're dreaming about. The first one is you becoming who you are. What is it you want to become? Who is it you want to become? I want to be just awake to be multidimensional in consciousness. I want to be consciously multidimensional. Good. And then when you get to that point where you can see yourself being whatever it is you want to be, I'll say, when I can see myself being consciously multidimensional, okay, I'll wrap that in light, move it over to the side. And now the second screen, I'm creating a movie of myself, creating any of the projects I want to do. Now it can be a home and family, it can be a business, it can be a round the world tour, it can be a multidimensional tour, it can be anything your heart desires. What's the project? A book? A movie? Good. Simply friendship. So I have a wonderful project. I'm not telling you what it is because I'm a little funny about that, really. Okay. Now see all the resources, the time, the people, the places coming together to create your project. Yep, all the pieces. Bit by bit it comes together and you're just going to rejoice. Oh boy, it's just great. High five yourself and all the people that are helping you. And now see all the resources, the time, the place, the people, everything that's required to sustain your project joyfully. Good work. And when you think you've done that, wrap it in light, move it over to the side. And now we're going to do the Galactic Healing Center and get your team. You have a wonderful, wonderful team. We all have a humongous team, but let's take out the healing flank of it and have your healing members stand around a healing table in our Galactic Healing Center. And the first person that comes in and lies on that table is you. And you might have a problem. I have a sore knee right now, so I'm going to lie on the table and I'm going to ask for help with my knee. If you have something in your mind, you can ask your healing team to help you with that. Or else you don't really know what it is that you want help with, ask them. They'll tell you. Everybody lie down. Good. Okay, good. And ask them for help. Okay. Now when you really feel that the energy is pumping away there, wrap yourself in light. Before we move, they're saying, before you move that to the side, ask the healing team to bring in all the ancestors that are somehow involved with you and whatever it is you're working on. So we bring in the ancestral link. And then have each of those ancestors ask to be released from the attachments they have to what's been sending coming down the lineage pike. Good. And then behind them, and behind them, and behind them, and all the way back. And as they release, it's really, really remarkable these days. So much can be released in a fairly short period of time. Now wrap that in light and move yourself over to the side with all your ancestors and the healing team. And now let's bring in a fresh healing table and our healing team can replicate themselves. Okay, and who are we going to bring in this time? Okay, I'm going to bring in a woman. I brought her in before. She's got very serious MS. And we're asking to surround her. Who are you bringing in? It doesn't have to be my person. It can be whoever you choose. Okay. And then we're going to wrap this scenario. No, we're going to bring in a healing team And then behind them, their healing team. And behind them, their healing team. And behind them, their healing team. Just see what an infinite supply of energy. Now, the thing you always have to ask is there, is it really okay for her to have this? Is that something that she's supposed to go through? Or we'll leave it up to you to decide whether or not she can be healed. And as the energy builds up around her, we're asking them to wrap it all in light and continue with the process over here at the side. Now I'm thinking on the next one, we have a fresh table and our healing team replicates itself. There are two men this time, both of whom have Parkinson's. And we're having, maybe the third one we'll put on Michael J. Fox, why not? He's kind of the poster child for Parkinson's these days, isn't he? So let's put up these three men, or you put up anybody you want, but it's okay to have more than one table. And we have the healing team replicating themselves around each healing table. Now there seems to be quite a link between MS and Parkinson's, doesn't there? So we're just having the healing team is doing some pretty interesting work with cellular structure, lineage structure, brainstem, and the brain itself. And to increase it. And now wrap it in light. Wrap this whole scenario in light and move it over to the side. Move it over to the side. Okay, now we're moving all that over there, and it's going to perk while we go on to our political table. Here we've got a fresh healing table. Of course, this one has to be humongous, but because this is magic, we can make it big and small, and it can fit on the head of a pin. Why not? All right, let's see us bringing in a political situation. This one, I think, is going to be all about security. And all our numbers, all the stuff we're buying, everything's being tracked, and our cell phones are being tracked. There's all kinds of stuff going on that has to do with security on this planet. And in America, it's really bad right now. Other places, too, but we live in America, so we'll do that. Those of you who are listening from all over the world, bring your own country in then. That would help. Good. And now we're putting this whole security thing in, because what I kept hearing on the radio is that people are being very unaware that some of our, that it could get very dangerous. But as one woman said, you know, it's very possible that people are just going to start yelling, and that's going to have to be curtailed because it's just not okay. And that's what I want to pray for, that the consciousness comes up, that we're not all being traced and tracked and marketed. Good. That consciousness is coming up through the beings who are in positions of power, who are cultivating these incredible stores of numbers. Consciousness comes up and they recognize the true value of the free will and free spirit. Yeah. There you go. I'm having go up through Obama and other people that are in Congress and positions of power, lobbyists, yeah, corporate heads are in, again, positions of power. That's it. And just feel how it's so, things are very different when the people in charge are becoming conscious. They are very different. All right, so now wrap that scenario in light. Move it over to the side. Now let's call in those healing energies. Look way up above you and call in this amazing harmonizing energy one that has the ability to magically heal our planet and one another and have it come on down through the top of your head, down, swirl through your neck, and land in your heart, spin round, go down your arms, out your hands, and pat the earth with all these different, just keep patting the earth where there's a lot of pain, suffering, poverty, greed, animals dying, weather weird. Yeah. Just keep patting the earth where there's so many, much illness. And then just keep wrapping the whole world in these beautiful, beautiful colors. I'm seeing this kind of orangey, salmon, pinky color of harmony. Pat this color down, round and round and round our planet, round and round and round our planet, and have it come back up your hands, spin up through your arms into your heart, spin around and round up through the neck, out through the top of your head, and straight out into the great central sun. Good. And now I want you to turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center and come on into this star tetrahedron, the spinning star of David. Good. And spin and spin and spin and spin. Now land here in the room with me. I want you to call in. How are you doing? There's a bunch of you out there that we're going to talk to tonight, I think. Let me see who I can see. I see a bunch of you out there. Somebody's really, 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 I can't quite tell whether you're ashamed or depressed, and maybe it's the combination of the two. Got a bad neck ache. It's really interesting. And it's the combination of the two, but I want to say to you to call in, if you have some incredible tension in your body mind because you're disappointed. This one is a woman who's very, very not only disappointed but self-judgmental all at the same time. That's it. And I'm seeing how it's just racking pain on your body. Oh my goodness. And you're judging, you're very, very disappointed, but at the same time you're judging yourself for being very, very disappointed. It's because you shouldn't have had an expectation or something. I'm going, oh, give yourself a break, girl. This is really hurting your shoulders, your neck, and it's going down your back. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I want to say to you that this is, we're going to just run some energy here. I want to say to you that this is a product of several other lifetimes as well as this one. That's why your reaction to whatever went on, and I think is that you were something to do with your partnership and a deception, but your reaction is more like, I'm not going to live through it because it's my fault and it always happens that way and look what I've done. I'm like, oh dear, bring that feeling up. When you have that kind of distorted self-blame, how many of you have that distorted self-blame? You want to bring up one part of it. It's all my fault. Oh, it's all my fault. Oh. Bring it up and then drop it through yourself into, because what's happening is it's like Velcro. You're twisting yourself around the wire with this incredible combination of reactions. And really what you want to have is just sad, anguish, anger, and release. You see what I mean? By the time we try to hedge our bets on what exactly it's been, it just gets so darn it confusing. Yeah, good. That's getting better. Your neck is lightening up. I can see that. Your shoulders are still very dark. So what we're going to do is take a little of this violet flame energy and move it right up through the perineum. That's the bottom of your torso, ladies and gentlemen. You might all be able to feel it. I don't know. But we're sending this violet flame up through the perineum right up to this person's body. Mm-hmm. And remember, the violet flame is a transformative tool. And what we've been saying is that the way the universal downloads are these days and the way we've been, a lot of our karmic reactions are being brought up because we are awakening And so you take a violet flame and you move it up through your body in a spiraling style like that. You can actually see your shoulders are like, can you feel that? Your shoulders are lightening up. Your neck is lightening up. The back of your head is lightening up. And that's where we keep our the calming, the very calm neurotransmissions, right? Good work. And remember, when you're tangled in your emotions like that, try to pull up one at a time. I don't care if they're just inane sounding. Okay, call in. Here's the number, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're just dying to call in and relieve me from this blabble that I'm doing. 888-627. Otherwise, I'm going to pick on you, aren't I? 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on in the awakening process in life. One of the things that I've noticed as we awaken, that there are a lot of like hidden issues, like this person who was really judging herself at this because she was feeling grief. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we get so tangled. And we're talking about awakening, and I'm often thinking how hard it is to find like a lot of peace or just love of life and the planet, love of Creator Spirit or whoever you pray to. I'm not preaching about one of these things or another. But it's really interesting to me to find that the truth of self, you know, to be really who you are, because it is all about me, you know. Oh, goody, you're on the air, so I'll let you take over this, and I'm going to finish this thought after. Hi. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Is that me? Am I on?
Yes, it is. Are you on or not?
Well, I can hear a real bad echo.
Oh, you can hear a really bad echo. I don't know what I can do, but unless you want to phone back. That's Carol, right?
Yep, it's Carol.
Well, I can hear you just fine. If you can hear me, we'll carry on.
All right. Yeah, it's cleared up now.
Okay. How are you doing, Carol?
Oh, I got a lot of pain.
Okay, for people who haven't heard Carol call in before, she's had a terrific amount of pain for a lot of years now, haven't you?
Yes, I have. A lot of years.
You know what I want to say, Carol, is that your pain, you've had a lot of like controlled from other lives kind of pain sources, like it's tension and holding patterns. And tonight, it looks like you have released. And I know you've been working with someone who's a sound healer, right?
Right. Yes.
Because you've
very
got
good.
Yeah, and you've got some releasing going on. You're even though you're still in pain, you're getting freer and lighter and freer way down deep inside. Did you know that?
Well, kind of, yeah. So I'm releasing right now, is that what you're saying?
Yep, you are. You're much lighter
yeah,
than you seem. Do you have a specific question for me?
Well, one question I've always wondered is, you know, when you when people come into the healing table,
yes,
how do those people come in? And this isn't, you know, about me, but I've always wondered that, you know.
Well, as an intuitive, I just call in specific people, but sometimes I don't. They just show up. So I see somebody showing up. Sometimes I don't even know them at all. So it just
they just pick up on that?
Yep. And the thing is about spirits. Now I don't know if this is true for everyone, but what I've understood through the years, because I talk to a lot of people on the other side and so on, and spirits pick up on. When we're connected, there's a certain kind of light. I guess it's like a phone ringing. And so somewhere when we're calling in a connection with people that want healing and we're raising the fields in frequency with our sacred geometrics, they pick up on a light. They know it's time to come in. And because you and I are communicating on, and everybody's like this, we communicate on many higher levels, you know. We don't just communicate because we're on the phone or on the computer or face-to-face, right?
Mm.
So somehow we're sending out, like the SETI messages, I guess. You know, those are the ones that you send out into outer space to see if there's any life out there.
Right.
It's a little like that, but you get a little bit more result, I think.
So you're saying that you and I could be communicating at a higher level than both of us even know?
Oh, you betcha. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting. You can play with this, Carol, and other people at home, where I know a lot of you already do this, but you go up into your higher self and go over and talk to, you might want to go out there and talk to somebody who is, let's pick a thing, who is aligned with me in this particular journey, someone that perhaps I've known in another life who has some of the same traits, physical difficulties, or you know, somebody that you want to meet for some reason or another, you can start going up into your higher self and send out a message to someone. And in time, you very often are getting responses back. You'll suddenly go, oh, my gosh, I feel like I know her, or I feel like somebody's there, or I feel like I'm going to meet someone. It's really interesting. It's a very wonderful game to play, but it also retunes a lot of your intuitive ability.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not aware that I'm in touch with my higher self. So if I just, imagine it, or, I mean, you know, I don't quite understand this higher self stuff.
Okay, well, you know you're bigger than just Carol, right?
Right.
Okay, so how I learned to do it way back was to go up in my imagination and imagine myself as myself may be in higher and higher resonances, bigger and bigger resonances, and it shows up to me very differently sometimes. Sometimes I'll look like myself at a floating around up there. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I look like a great big pyramid or something. But the thing that happens in my body mind, it tells me I'm there, is a very kind of an infinite, a big feeling that just seems to go on, and I feel way bigger. As if I know everything, everywhere I've ever been and everywhere I'm going. I'm not conscious in the moment, but I feel like it's accessible to me. It's just a feeling of absolutely bigness that has so little to do with the third dimension. There's just that.
And I can do that now, even though I'm in, you know, all this pain and I'm releasing and stuff, or do I have to wait till I curl that out?
No, don't wait. Just get going on it. Because sometimes when you're in pain, it helps to do that because it'll make it a bit more objective, a little less intense.
Uh-huh. That would be wonderful.
Why don't you try it right now? We'll have everybody at home do that as well. Everybody at home, take a couple of deep breaths, and you too, Carol. And just imagine that part of you that knows everywhere you've ever been and everywhere you're going. Somebody who's you, but it's way bigger than this lifetime, but it's you. Contains all of your lifetimes. All of your lifetimes. Did you ever read The Education of Oversoul 7 by Jane Roberts?
Oh, years and years and years ago. I used to read her stuff, but I don't remember any of it, hardly.
Might be a fun read right now. Because I'm watching you, I'm going, yeah, and when you're up there, when I see you in a higher self level, I see you as, are you blonde? Were you blonde?
No, nope.
Okay, well, here's what I see, is I see blonde and kind of perky and way out there and very active and feeling really good and just contained. This part of you is just contained in it. It's just contained in it. It's not who you really are. And I get a real buzz from it. I don't know if you do.
I'm buzzing so much anyway. I don't know if I'm buzzing for that or not. So
okay.
Blonde, huh?
It's just fun. I mean, like I told you, sometimes mine will feel more masculine or more feminine or bigger or more like a tent or more like a pyramid or more like a you know, it's usually that's probably the spectrum I've experienced so far. But it's just a feeling that I'm way bigger than this world. I'm way bigger. I just don't, you know, I'm not attached to anything here. It's huge. And I want you to play with that, because sometimes when you're having a lot of pain and stuff and you start doing that, you can separate from the pain in an interesting way.
Thank you. Thank you. I will.
Yeah. Then you'll have to phone in and let us know. Is there anything else I can answer for you before I say goodbye? And thank you for calling. I appreciate you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, darling. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I can't. What was I talking about that was kind of, I thought I was very fascinated by what I was saying. I guess I talked myself out of being that interesting. I'm sure it'll come back. But when we're awakening, we are opening up to being a much greater being than a third dimensional being. And we are awakening or opening up to the fact that we can communicate, as Carol was asking, on many higher levels. We talk to a lot of people on the other side as well. And here's something I've noticed lately that's really intriguing, is a lot of people on the other side seem to show up in order to unhook from people that they left on this side, to unhook reactions. You and I are having the opportunity to move through a lot of our like karmic reactions and so on. We've been talking about scouring some of these out. And you know, moving, and Galexis, who's coming up next week, says that we're about to integrate all our karma, all our other lives, and then step totally out of the influence of our karma. Now, I don't know if that's true. I'd like to believe it's true. But in any case, I'm finding with myself, okay, more and more of past life stuff is coming up, more and more awareness of reactiveness that I've had for whatever reason. And I see this in a lot of my clients as well. And then when they're on the other side, they come in and also ask to unhook reactions. And it's really interesting to me. So if somebody comes to you who's on the other side, or say you've got somebody, and this is also in response to the higher self interactions that Carol was talking about, but say you've got someone on the other side, a parent or sister or brother or something, anybody, a lover, it doesn't matter, someone that you're really attached to, but you've got some issues with, you actually have the ability, more so now than as far as I can understand, other times in history, where you can actually call them in and really associate with them vibrationally, not just with your mind, but in a vibrational way, and bring up the feeling. I was really angry because I was like, finish an argument. I was really angry about this and that, and I felt like a betrayal, and I blah, blah, blah. The other person will be able to interact with you, and you'll be able to unhook those reactions, and I'm seeing that more and more lately. I mean, it's really powerful, and you could say, how do I know? And I go, well, because there's a feeling when a reaction releases itself in your body-mind. There's a definite feeling about it, isn't there? You know what it's like when you suddenly get over something, whether it's grief or rage or whatever? Anyway, you've got a little more time, so you've got time to call in. We have time for one more caller, possibly two. And so I'll talk a little bit more about the Galexis show, which is coming up on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night. Galexis is a channel consortium of beings coming through Ginger Matreau. And they're really, we've had interviews with them off and on through the years. Usually every few months we do another one. So we're about to do another interview. And I know that they're talking about 2013 being a very tumultuous time. It's a time where, you know, everybody thought we were going to be done with the shift. And after the shift, we'd all be, ta-da, enlightened. All our problems would be gone. Ta-da! Now, remember, I was pretty cynical. I said, if it takes 26,000 years to make this kind of shift, it's probably not going to screech to a halt on December 21st. However, there was a lot of bumps saying it would, or we would feel tremendous changes. But, you know, And then I don't know about you, but I kind of settled on the fact that maybe the range would be somewhere between 2010 to 2020. I mean, that's just me positing from all the, you know, distilling from all the collective pool of information that's come up. But there are a lot of, well, anyway, Galexis is saying that 2013 is a time where, because of all these shifts that are coming up and the releasing of karma and so on, you and I, a whole bunch of us, are being pushed and pulled and yanked this way and that, so that we would pull up our reactive energies, our old beliefs, the kind of substructures of different cultures that we've lived in from different lifetimes. And so we're kind of bopping around in a little bit of a, I don't think they say never, never land, but they're saying that we need to be really paying attention to our identity. My guides keep saying what we need to do is call up and absolutely feel all these reactions, because so many of them are just moving on through. And Galexis is saying also look at your own identity, and my guides are saying very often, you know, itemize all the things that you consider to be really important to your identity and then drop them all on the floor so that you're not attached to that anymore, because that's a part of this, the tumultuous times of right now. This is a part of the shift where we get to pull up bits and pieces of flotsam and jetsam of other lifetimes and other influences and other belief structures and so on, and then recreate. But you can't recreate until you've dropped the attachment to who you really are in the context of our society, right? So up and coming, we've got, I keep talking about Galexis and talking about my guides, but we're all related to the same subject. And they talk about, they're convinced that, our karma is over. And I'm really not sure about that. I think they say it's going to take another 5 years or so. But let's hope it is, because talking about the security stuff that we were talking about in the healing structures, or even talking about Monsanto and the destruction to our food chain that's gone on, I really think that shift has to go on through a whole lot of people in order for us to really be healing to ourselves and others and the planet. And I do think it's happening. So anyway, that's all a part of what's going on in this tumultuous time on our planet. Remember, we heard there was revelations, all kinds of things would be revealed. Well, that's sure been going on, hasn't it? So in any case, for a delightful recap of what's going on after the shift, tune in on Tuesday night here on BBS Radio to Paradigm Shifters and listen to a discussion with Galexis. It's not one that you can call into, but you can also be attuned to them on galexisspirit.com. And also, after our interview with them, we will have a podcast up on Wednesday. So this is Veronica Ent with Soul. We've got a few more minutes. Let me see what I can also see out there. I know what I started to say in the awakening process and the blessing of one another, and the needing to surrender our identity and so on. There's a lot of funny things. Like, okay, if you want to live into your dharma, that means that there's no competition. You're the only one in the universe that's you, and you have a mission. This is why you're here this time. I keep being fascinated by something like ambition. What is ambition? Ambition is sort of going to drive us somewhere on the planet, right? Somewhere where we can be assured of security in a crazy civilization. But I really think taking a look at our ambitions is also very, very important for the healing. And we'll just thumbnail this really fast because I'm almost out of time. But in terms of dropping your identity, or in terms of moving into your dharma, or in terms of allowing the great healing energies to move through you and scour out that which is leftover thoughts and feelings or belief structures from outmoded experiences or outmoded civilizations, you want to also pay attention to things like your ambitions. What's driving them? Is it like fear of rebuke, fear of parents, fear of poverty? what is driving a certain kind of ambition? Because everything I'm learning says that what flows through you and what flows through me has its own natural course of action. It has its own creative presentation, and it comes through you. So our ambition is sometimes very blinding, isn't it? We're like hanging onto the steering wheel like, man, I got to get there. I'm not going to be okay. La, la, la. We need to drop a lot of that and really allow the flow of the higher spirit to come through us. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, get in touch. Let me know how you are and who you are. I have a wonderful email, which I haven't answered yet, from a wonderful man who's created a lot of beautiful, beautiful music, and I haven't checked it out yet. So, Frank Heiss, if you're listening, I am going to do that. I just had a kind of scattered time over the last week. So please tune in to veronicaantwistle.com. Let me know how you're feeling. Suggest guests, feedback on this show, or anything else that you want to say, or setting up a session with me and my guides and angels. And notice that we're all connected because we're a very coherent, striving, growing being in search of love and sharing. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for tuning in to Radiance by Design, and we'll talk to you again soon. Good night. Much love.